This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
I do news.
It's quite a many days.
He did it. He did a lot of it.
I did it. This is a conversation that I've tried to have. I feel like a total idiot.
Germany's a great city.
What is the freaking Texans doing? The era has become. This is much ado about not a whole lot of nothing.
She's a meta feta.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Head coach?
Oh my God. What?
My son is an idiot.
What is Colorado Rocky?
Kick the ball, you little bitch!
Rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
Merry Christmas, bitch!
All right, nice to have you along for the final Club 1080 of the week, at least for yours truly. Who's coming in tomorrow? You and Will?
Me, Ortner, Schultze.
Nice.
An SOB edition of Prime Time, as we sometimes call it. Schultze, Ortner, Buck.
I like that. A power trio.
If there ever was one. Can I also give a shout out to one of our P1s today?
Sure.
P1 Rufio, who we hear from frequently, he heard, I think, Jeff Rust talking about the switcher that we have in here for our YouTube stream. Mm-hmm. And usually we have like a touch screen that isn't, frankly, it isn't great. It's hard to do the punches. You get fat fingers. It's not easy. He like came by and I guess he dropped off a little switcher that now has six little buttons, all in perfect places. Commercial break, sports update, 2-cam, 3-cam, 4-cam. And it just made life for us producers so much easier.
Wow.
So thank you, P1 Rufio.
What a stud.
Yeah. He brought it in, dropped it off, and they weren't even sure if we could use it. We showed it to Joey, and he's like, oh, yeah, I can set that up.
What,
so now we've got
a
nice little tool here, courtesy of P1 Rufio.
Rufio, you're the best. And, hey, Odyssey, don't get any ideas. See, here's what's going to happen. That's going to find its way into a meeting, and the powers that be are going to be like, "Well, why can't the listeners buy all of our equipment?"
An Odyssey station.
Did we just hit a gold mine? Think about the savings if we can get them to. If we can crowdsource our radio equipment,
we'll put together a registry.
A giftful.
Don't put it past him.
What?
Well, I've got some music here for you. Now, I know you know these songs because you had to go get these songs.
But I don't necessarily, when I was downloading them, one of them I reckon, or two of them I think I recognized from ads. I know that they belong or show up in ads, and I'm trying to guess what some of the others are.
I don't know if you guys do this, but when I sit around and watch sports, I, you know, there's inevitably an ad or two that gets an earworm in you. And a lot of them now are just regular songs. They're samples from just songs that exist in the world. And so one weekend I was sitting down and I was watching college football, the NFL, and I jotted down, and we have one, two, three, we should have six here, right? One, two, three, four, five, six. There should be one more. We just
there are six there.
Well, I only have five on my page, but
oh, you might just need to refresh. Or go back and then back
again.
How
do I do that?
We'll just switch pages and go back. Mm-hmm. I might have edited it when you were on there. One, two, three, four, five, six. I have six.
Got it. How about that? Technology, man. Hey, could somebody out there buy us a new computer?
I need some new headphones.
So anyway, I jotted down several songs. Or actually, I went and did research on what are these songs?
Award-winning research.
Well, it is, because some of these songs are really obscure, but they but you know them because they're always in these damn ads.
Because they're catchy, and the ad companies have figured that out.
Oh, my God. And they play these ads over and over and over. And I just wonder how much money these people make. But I'm going to play one here. This is a song we all know. But you know, do you know the... do you know what this song is used for? What ad? It's college football.
Well, and I also... I swear that previously this was also used for an airline for, like, want-to-get-away fares. Oh. Like, it might have been a Southwest ad or something like that. I swear this has been in more than one ad. But...
Well, it probably has.
Yeah. That's what I... But I don't remember the college football ad for it, though.
It's the great Lenny Kravitz. This is the SEC on ABC promo.
It is?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. And it plays... When you're watching SEC football, it plays every 10 minutes. Maybe every 7. Probably every 4.
Interesting. I guess I haven't...
Yeah, see, that's the thing is... This is why I want to do this exercise. Is like, you're going to reckon... Most of you will recognize all these songs. And then you'll be like, I don't have any idea what ad that is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what about this? This is another easy one.
Oh. This one I knew right away.
Yeah. This is catchy as hell. This is a band called...
Guards, which is the dumbest name for a band I've ever heard.
Yeah. A song called Silver Lining. Now, we'll let it get to the chorus, and you're gonna know this. Especially if you're an Oregon fan.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, this was an instant for me.
So this, of course, is the graphic where they showed the Big Ten.
It's the Big Ten math promo commercial.
And this is a real song, just a regular song they pulled from life by Guards.
I always wonder, like, something like this, or it even happens with, like, some sitcom opening credits, you know, voices, or, like, songs or whatever. Like, is this band now Guards, or this song... Are they most popular because they've done this, or were they popular on their own and they didn't... Like, did that make...
I don't...
Did them getting the Big Ten gig make them successful, or were they already successful?
See, like, I don't think they're that successful, because nobody really... I mean, I shouldn't say that. I just...
I'm sure they have fans, but let's be honest.
Yes, I get what you're saying, but I feel like they're a niche band. They were before, and they still are, because people don't think it's cool when your song is in an ad. But I bet it's great for the Guards, because they get paid. But I'm not sure that's actually a thing that really... Like, you play any of these, I don't think any of them are from major artists. And
so is this Big Ten commercial the biggest thing that's happened to the Guards?
I'm guessing, like, if they were sitting in here, I'm guessing they would tell you no.
They'd tell you no, but realistically, is it the biggest thing that's happened to them?
Maybe financially, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I mean, I don't know how much they'd get paid.
Because I wonder that for some of these other ones, too.
But I don't think it's cool when the guards are playing a show and then they play that.
And then you're like, oh, that's the Big Ten song.
Yeah, and sports guys like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a cool thing.
No, it isn't. I'm sure they hate it. Well, I don't know if they hate it. They like the money, but,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly. So I don't know that these songs ever really make anyone more famous, really.
But
can you think of
we've never talked about the guards before, and now we're talking about them because they're in this promo that
that's fair
that tens of millions of like 25 to 45 males like are going to know like the back of their hand.
It's fair. It gets played all the time, but I don't think anybody's looking up that song.
No, I would agree,
except for me. And I also don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's gained him any fans. Okay, so here's another one. Okay, you gotta know that, right? With the car and the city.
See, I can like place it, but well, I
do you know what it's for?
I should say I can't place it. I've heard it a million times. Is it like a Kia? It's
Gatorade.
Oh, it's Gatorade.
Yes.
I was envisioning like a car driving through the streets of like Miami or something like that.
What it is. But oh. It's for Gatorade.
Oh, I didn't realize it's a Gatorade ad. I can visualize the ad, but I can't. I didn't get the product.
No, it's this sexy ad where they're in a car in a city and it's this whole thing. It's for Gatorade.
So I knew the ad, just not the company.
Somebody called Junior Senior.
Yep.
It's a Nicki Minaj sample.
Well, she sampled it to make a song. It wasn't hers. This is Junior Senior's, and she took their beat, I think, to make her own song.
No, I think it's the other way around. That right there, that part, is a Nicki Minaj song. And I think he took that for Move Your Feet.
Well, okay.
I don't know.
Either way.
You think I know?
Do you think I know?
No.
You're
Where's
right.
Sook when you need him?
He doesn't know.
Okay, I've got two more or three more. Okay, check this one. You know this.
This just sounds like a pharmaceutical.
You could call it a pharmaceutical. So there's an ad with this song in it.
Oh, boy.
And they're all having a good time at a party, and it's, you know, everybody's cheering.
Like, this feels like it'd be like Cymbalta or something like that.
It's Michelob Ultra.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So this is a song called Soulful Strut, Young Holt Unlimited, and it's really, I think his song's really old.
Yeah, it's like 1958 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
they
like
used it
old soul funk.
Michelob Ultra song. About this one. What ad is this? Oh, it's not playing. The bottom one there?
Hold on, let me see if I can do it.
Hotkey Error. There we go. We're going to have to let this one play for a second. Just wait. There it is right there.
I mean, I think the beat alone, people know.
Do you recognize it? You go, oh, what is that?
Oh, for me, it's Apple. This is an app. This used to be an Apple ad.
Oh, really?
I think this was like an old iPod ad.
No, this is a new one. This is a car.
Oh, well, this is another one that's been retreaded and used in multiple campaigns.
Right here. That part. Toyota Camry.
There you go. Okay.
Martin Solveig?
That's right.
Never heard of him.
He's I actually have some of his music on a couple of playlists. He's a very good, like, I don't know, synth pop, not quite EDM artist.
That's not him singing, is it?
No, but he's the one who makes the beats, and then he samples
the... Chipmunk?
Chipmunk? No, this is...
Is this the Chipmunks?
This is like Dragonette or something like that.
Okay, and here's the last one. Music from an ad. Yet another brand that you probably won't link to the song, but you'll recognize the song when it gets going.
Yeah, this one took me a little while.
Really? Jumped up like a lion, tangles in my hair. Call me what you want, I don't care. I'm on fire, in my underwear. Do what I want, like a maniac. I turn it up another notch. Here we go. Right there. You know what that's for? That's
nope.
In an ad. Plays all the damn time.
Isn't it somebody like kind of moving in fast motion doing something?
Yeah.
Again, I can visualize the ad. I have no idea the product.
Isn't that amazing that you... A lot of people are probably going, I recognize all these, but I have no idea what brand.
Right, your brain identifies them, but you can't connect them.
This is IHG Hotels.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's called Best Life by...
I think that's pronounced Coyote.
Is it Coyote? Okay. With a K.
And an I-E.
Yeah. And yes. K-O-Y...
O-T-I-E. Coyote.
Yeah. And I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep dumping these songs into my notes. Because I just feel like more than ever, we're getting ads with just old, cool songs. No, they're not all cool, but some of them are pretty good. Pretty catchy. And it's
very
probably,
catchy.
Don't you think it's probably cheaper that way for them, for brands? You just
cheap,
pay,
what do you mean?
Well, rather than make your own jingle and
oh,
come up
sure.
with your own
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that you just
get a catchy tagline? Like, let somebody else who makes music professionally make a catchy song and then just throw your tagline at the end of the ad.
Yeah. All right. What age would you choose if you could go back and be any age for a year? We discuss next on The Fan. Hey, we've got the hot Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl on right now.
I'm too busy watching the hot NBA Cup final.
Who's winning?
It's a good game, 36-35 Thunder.
You got money on it?
Of course.
Who'd you bet on?
Thunder. I also did a nice little, got a money line parlay. Thunder to win, Memphis Tigers to win the bowl game. Keep an eye on both.
God, you're a degen.
Hell yeah.
Every night you bet, don't you?
No.
I didn't last night. I think you
do. Oh, no, I did last night, but
yes,
it was Monday Night
did.
Football.
You had two football games.
Three. Oh, no, two football games, three bets. Won them all.
God, how many bets do you place in a year?
That's a great question.
Do you think?
I can't count it. I don't know.
You're a high-volume bettor.
I really am. I like to just, I call it micro-betting. Like, I play really small units, and when, like, I think it's just fun to have a little bit. So I throw around $1 and $2 bets all the time just to keep me entertained.
I hear you.
So that's kind of what's going on here.
Yeah. You've got Memphis in the Frisco, in the big Frisco Bowl?
That's right. They were a 6-point favorite. Thunder were a 5-point favorite. I got them both to win. A little plus money.
What are you going to bet tomorrow night?
What's tomorrow night?
Well, it's Wednesday. We don't want to be football. Is there another bowl?
There is a bowl game tomorrow. I don't know which one. I heard your guy, Colin Wilson. I listened to a podcast that he does weekly. Mm-hmm. I think starting today, there's like a bowl game every day until through the new year.
Doesn't mean you have to bet it.
No, of course not. But there will be. A
but
game.
You probably should.
Sure. Let's see schedule. I mean, you know what? I think Cal UNLV play tomorrow, and that's going to be a terrible game because Barry Odom's already gone for Purdue. That offensive coordinator Brennan Marion, he's 1 foot out the door for UNLV. A bunch of their players have left. Cal just lost their quarterback, Mendoza.
Yeah.
That game's going to be terrible, and I'll probably bet on the Bears.
What's our pick there? Cal, you think? What's
I
the
don't
spread?
Know. Plus, it's right now it says UNLV minus -3.
Ooh, that moved.
Also, Wilson was saying the under might be a nice look. He doesn't think any of these offenses are going to have anything in this game. The Art of Sport Los Angeles Bowl.
Art of Sport?
Art of Sport. Los Angeles Bowl. At SoFi in Inglewood.
Well, at least they get to play at SoFi.
I mean, it's probably better than the next night's matchup between Georgia Southern and Sam Houston.
Oh, jeez.
But then we get Thursday Night Football, and that is the Duck Duel. That's Knicks versus Herbert on Thursday night.
Do we have a bowl game, though?
Well, yeah, it's the Georgia Southern Sam Houston.
Oh, that's Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Friday, we get Notre Dame, Indiana.
You also get that big Florida Tulane tilt.
A lot of people are betting on that one.
A lot of people like Florida in that one.
Yeah, but that number has just skyrocketed.
Well, Tulane, I think his quarterback, their quarterback's in the portal. And then on top of it, people pointing out that the Gators missed a bowl last year. And with their schedule, that Napier had them all like buying in on like making a bowl this year, that... They might actually show up and care, and if they do against a team without their quarterback, they could just roll. Because I think the line was at like 8, and now it's almost 2 touchdowns.
And wasn't the year before that the one where Oregon State kicked the crap out of them because all their guys opted out?
That,
is that the year before that? 2022?
They did it to Florida?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah,
yeah, you might be right.
The stuff out of them.
Yeah, baby!
So what age would you choose? If you could go back and be any age for a year, you are reliving past experiences, okay? So this is you.
Oh, so these are the things that happened to me in that year.
Yeah.
Oh.
What age do you choose? Because I don't know about you. I had a great time in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a lot of it. I think it would be, and it's not because I was just all, oh, so wasted, whatever. I don't know. I just think it would be fun to maybe go back to the really fun years of when I was bartending and I was single. I was 24, making some pretty good bartending money, you mm-hmm. know, cash.
Yeah.
We were going gambling all the time. We were going out to nice dinners, getting drunk, getting housed.
You had no financial responsibility
Nothing.
Beyond yourself?
Yeah, we just rented a house from one of our buddies owned it. We rented it, uh-huh. just party house. I'd go back to that year, I think, and just listen in on some of the crap we did and talked about. I think that would be fun, because I don't remember much of it.
Yeah.
I'd probably be horrified, though.
I mean...
Would you be horrified if you go back and listen to the conversation
oh,
with
sure.
you and your buddies?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, we don't want those to replay.
There were some really stupid nights back in our mid-20s.
I'd like to see Housed Buck. I've never seen...
Yeah, you would like to see Housed Buck. I'm a pretty good time.
I bet you are. Never seen that. How often do you party?
Not very often.
Well, you have two little kids now.
But even before two little kids. Like, how often does anyone party? Well, I mean, different people. But
everyone's
like,
different. I feel like Zook parties all the time.
Yeah.
I think he parties more than he ever has.
Possible.
I certainly don't.
It's possible.
I've slowed way down.
But, I mean, I...
You going back to a young age?
Well, I mean, I think...
16?
It's like, when you talk about what's the most fun... Generally, it's when you have the least responsibility.
Well, it doesn't have to be the most fun.
Oh, so you're just doing this
any
to...
Any age. You're reliving that year. What age do you choose? It doesn't have to be the most fun. Most people would choose the most fun. But some people might want to go and relive past experiences, maybe even that were traumatic, not to get it too deep.
Or maybe they want to go back and do a sliding doors type thing, like take the other road. You know, when they hit the fork, no, I'm actually not going to... drop out of med school, or no, I am going to. I actually decided I'd rather be a teacher than a lawyer, or whatever. Like, those types of situations.
Yeah, no, I don't get you. I'm not letting you change your experiences.
Oh, well.
You just have to relive a year.
Hmm.
And what was your cringiest phase?
Oh.
High school? Isn't it high school for everyone?
Maybe not. Yeah, I mean, probably, but like, I don't know. I also think of like early college as there being some pretty cringe times, like thinking I was pretty cool because I was like this young college bro, like doing my own thing, but like, I was probably a total douche. I don't know. When you get to college, there are some people that already know how to conduct themselves like adults, whereas in high school, everyone's still conducting themselves like children.
Yeah. Well, do you remember the times when you learned those things? Like, I remember, I think I've told you this before, but I used to work for the American Junior Golf Association.
Okay.
So out of college, so I'm just graduated from KU. And, you know, when you graduate from college, and it took me 5 years, but, you know, the older kids in college are a little bit more polished and not as... crazy as they used to be, right?
Sure.
So I go to the AJGA, I fly to Atlanta, and I'm just an intern. I make like $700 a month.
Okay.
And they put me, I get the West Coast swing. There's the West Coast, the Midwest, and the East of tournaments. We're going to go run golf tournaments.
Okay.
And I get put
that
in a...
That sounds like a fun job.
Oh, it's so fun.
Yeah.
But I get put in a van. We get a tutorial for a week, and then they put us in a van with four other... kids my age, I have no idea who they are, from all around the country, could be anybody, and we're all the interns, and we're the West Coast people, and they give us a trailer, and we take all the stake and rope and all the stuff we need to run a tournament, it's in our trailer, and we get in the van, and we go. And we drive from Atlanta to Tucson, Arizona.
They couldn't fly you to Tucson and let you start there?
Well, we have to take the gear.
You can't ship the gear? You got to drive across the country to start?
Times were tough. Okay. It was run by Odyssey. I don't know. But I learned how, I don't want to say different, but just how much of a boob I was by seeing how polished and put together the other four people, well, three of the four were. The other guy, the drunk Irish guy, he and I got along great. We were a holy terror. He was funny, and I will never forget him, and we had a blast. The other three had sticks up their asses. Two of them were Mormon. One of them was just he was from Oklahoma, and he was just this kind of this stuck-up golf nerd. But I was like, whoa.
Much like the stuck-up golf nerd from Kansas?
What?
Much like the stuck-up golf nerd from Kansas?
No, I wasn't like that. I was more like the drunk... I was not
closer
Irish.
To the drunk Irish guy.
I was more like that guy. We were just cracking jokes, and you know, junior golf. You know the jokes we were cracking. Like it was bad, but we had a good time. But that's when I learned. That's part. Well, first of all, that was my first ever being a little small town Kansas boy. I'd never known anybody who was LDS, and so I'm like, what is the matter with these people?
That's crazy. So you never, like, even encountered Mormon?
Not that I knew of. But, no, they were great. But they were just, it was just different for me. It was like, you know, you have these experiences in life that open your eyes. And it's like, oh, okay, maybe I need to calm down a little bit. And I'd get in trouble. And I was, I don't know.
You know what? This is going to sound absolutely crazy. Deal gave me the idea. He says, give me 2020. Basically, stay home and drink with no expectations of having to go out. I mean, that was our...
So you'd relive COVID?
No, so hold on. Let me tell you why.
What the hell?
Because at the time, I was still working mornings on the morning show here. So I was done at 9 o'clock every day. I was... Like, we had a baby. And so, like, wonderful time in my life, like, becoming a father. And also because the baby was so small and or my wife was pregnant and it was COVID, the only thing any of us could do was golf. So I golfed all the freaking time. I golfed 4 times a week. I was done with my days at 9 o'clock and I either was expecting a child or had a little baby that wasn't moving around very much.
So maybe
2020 didn't suck for me.
Yeah, it didn't suck for me either. I played a lot of golf myself. But I thought it sucked in...
It sucked in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, it's not like I would want to go back and live a year of the pandemic. But as far as how I got to spend my time and the things that I got to do and the life events that happened for me, yeah, pretty great.
Yeah, all right. What about... Because you don't remember when you were 16, do you? A lot of people bring it up 16.
I mean, I had a
car, I think driver's license.
I think it's lame, but like I had a really kick-ass senior year of high school. Like our baseball team won league, and you know, I already knew I was going where
it's
I was going to college, and
here,
like
man.
You get the whole senioritis late term. We're like, I don't give a rip about school. Screw you, teachers.
Yeah,
and
senior year in high school is usually a
like
fun
it's
year.
Super fun.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that wouldn't
in
be,
high school
of all the years of your life.
No,
you
no, no, no. I'm saying I get why people could say that was great. But yeah, I mean, also, I think the first couple, and I don't know how many people have it. We were talking about it a little bit yesterday with Oregonians and how many have moved to other places. I think the first time that you're like, I mean, even in college, there's structures. I mean, I lived in a frat house for a couple of years and there's like a house mom around and stuff. But your first time that you go to a new city to live in is pretty cool. So yeah. Like when I first started living in San Francisco, even though it was only 40 minutes away from where I grew up, like, being in a big city, like apartment living, way different than suburban living, and like figuring out how to be an adult in a big city is kind of cool.
And then just seeing the little things that happen that you forget.
Sure.
From the year. The year I moved to Portland, I was just with my dog, and we drove all kinds of places up and down the West and checked out things, and then settled in Portland, and you're right, that'd be cool. The question was, what age would you choose if you could go back and be any age for a year? Basically, reliving past experiences. Note, for most people, it's always way younger. Because getting old sucks. When nothing cool happens.
Suk has caught quite a bit of heat from this, but he rags all the time when the people get all nostalgic about their high school days and the boys of fall and all that. There's a lot of people that was the absolute best. That was the peak. And
boy, that's pathetic. But, okay.
I mean, they can't all go on to
Are you offended by... You're one of them.
What do you mean?
I'm hearing it in your voice. You're one of these people that high school was your crescendo.
Oh,
and
no.
You're secretly offended by Big Sook making fun of those people.
Oh, not at all.
Because you're one of them.
I just told you.
I can hear it.
I just told you that COVID and having my first child was the best year.
Well, that's kind of pathetic, too.
Well, I also told you moving to a new city. I've given you a lot of options.
That was like fourth on your list.
High school was not number one. I told you I can understand why it's great for some people.
Would you want to go back to like middle school when it was awkward
no.
and weird?
Middle school sucked.
You were into girls?
No.
For the first time?
Because you didn't know what you're doing with any of that.
I know, but I don't know, you could just sit and laugh at yourself.
I mean, you could, or you could advance a few more years and actually be doing stuff and still laughing at yourself.
Yeah. Would you want video the first time you did it?
Oh, God, no.
Just to, you know, just to kind of refresh? Probably not. But maybe.
Wouldn't be a very long video.
No, it wouldn't. For you. Wouldn't.
No. No. Strong.
All right.
No.
What do I have next? I don't know. Figure something out.
Where do we even go from here?
Let's talk Christmas or something. I don't know. Here's Buck.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So the Adam Schefter, Doug Gottlieb flap inspired this next one. Okay, so you're on a flight, and you have a ticket, and one of these four guys is going to be kicked off of the flight for you. You get to choose who gets kicked off of the flight. Now, there is a catch to this, which I'll tell you in a second. But the four guys that are sitting there, and you walk on, you're strolling down the aisle, and there they are, the four dudes. One of these guys has to go. Colin Cowherd, Stephen A. Smith, Mad Dog Russo, or Paul Feinbaum. Who are you kicking off?
Oh, man.
And the caveat is, once they are gone, you have to choose one of these four people to sit by. Adam Schefter, Doug Gottlieb, Nick Wright, or Darren Revell?
Oh, okay.
See, the second one is not as hard for me.
So the first one, though, you're just getting one person kicked off the flight. Yep. Were they sitting next to you before, or like you're getting their spot?
Yep, they're out.
I mean, assuming I'm not sitting, I mean, I know I'm going to pick to sit next to one of the other three.
Other four.
Oh, did you give me five?
So you have to pick. Okay. Please try to pay attention.
I'm trying to follow.
You have to choose one of these people to kick off. Colin Cowherd, Stephen A. Smith, Mad Dog Russo, or Paul Feinbaum. But in order to kick one of them off, you have to sit next to Adam Schefter, Doug Gottlieb, Darren Revell, or Nick Wright.
Understood. I think I'm trying to just kick the loudest person off the flight. It's more about volume than it is the content of their messaging. So,
Caitlin Clark is white.
Stephen A's gone.
Okay. You don't think Mad Dog Russo would be more annoying than Stephen A? I actually think no TV camera Stephen A might be all right.
I've been around him before at Warriors games. Yeah. Because he would come out and do shows and stuff like that. Normal dude. One of my bosses knew him a little bit, and he does not do. I mean. He's clearly a little bit full of himself, but he doesn't do the shtick all the time. Yeah. It's not like how he goes about his life.
See, I feel like Russo does.
Probably. Thing is, I've had very little exposure to Russo. I don't know.
Oh, he's obnoxious.
I mean, I know that he is obnoxious, but I haven't consumed nearly as much Russo as I have probably all of the others. So it's hard for me to be as annoyed because I've somehow avoided more Russo than the rest. That's why I'm going Stephen A.
Okay.
Big deal.
And then who are you sitting next to?
Probably Schefty.
See, I think that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Schefter.
I mean...
He's normal. Dorky, but normal.
Well, and... I mean, assuming he'll open up about any of it, like, finding out about, you know,
What?
Sources and reports and the craziest things he's heard from behind the scenes and stuff. Like, I think there'd be really, you could get really interesting stories out of him.
I think a part of this is, will they even talk to you? Like, maybe Colin is not going to talk to you.
No, probably not.
He won't.
That's fine.
He doesn't want to talk to you. Feinbaum might, but he's boring. He's just an old man.
But I wouldn't mind just talking college football with Feinbaum. That'd be fine with me.
Yeah?
I mean, it doesn't seem like a big chore.
I'd rather talk to Stephen A. than Feinbaum. I think he'd be more interesting.
That might be true. That might be true. But I also think that Stephen A. has the capacity to be the most annoying.
And so. I'm definitely not sitting next to Doug Gottlieb.
No. Mm-mm.
Darren Revelle is out. It'd be between Nick Wright or Adam Schefter.
And Nick Wright, that's just sitting by another sports bro, I feel like. I mean, he's...
Yeah. Probably talk some sports bets.
Probably a little bit.
Schefter would be kind of full of himself, but...
Schefter probably would not give you the time of day. He'd be on all three of his phones and just...
his BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, killed another Seggy.
Hell yeah, we did.
Duper.
Well, Christmas is almost here, guys. We'll wrap up the show with that next on The Fan. What's coming up next? I saw Schultzy in there.
Hot Corner.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought they were always Wednesdays, but...
They used to be, but about 2 months ago they moved.
Why did they move to Tuesdays?
Because there are more Ducks basketball conflicts on Wednesdays, so they would get preempted more often, so this allows them to do more shows.
Hot Corner is coming up in, 12 minutes. Why are we on time? What's that about?
What?
Now I got to fill a whole other segment.
I don't know. When you started talking about the planes, I thought you were going to bring up the person who was trying to travel with their support great Dane.
Yeah, I saw that story. Yeah.
Get out of here.
They're doing a bit, aren't they?
Like, emotional, I'm sure your Dane means a lot to you, but if you need a emotional support animal, you can get one smaller than that. That's absurd.
Well, that's them just owning a Great Dane and then getting one of their friends to send them the I don't know, whatever it is, like the doctor's note that says it's an emotional support animal, right? Like, no one goes out and gets a Great Dane
to
as
be
their,
that. No.
It's but just like, that was their
but
dog.
But at some point, they said, I need this animal by my side at all times. And someone in a position of authority was like, yeah, sure, even on planes.
Yeah, that thing is like 170 pounds or something. This is a true story. Somebody took an emotional support Great Dane onto a flight. It was a small
What happens if that's in your row?
It was a small plane, too.
What do you actually... Does it sit in the aisle? Does the beverage cart make it through?
Look, I got to tell you, I love dogs, and I really like Great Danes, so I think it's weird.
It would be in your freaking lap.
I know, but I'd have fun with it. What else am I going to do? What am I going to do? Kick it off? Be that guy that gets filmed trying to get the stupid dog kicked off the flight?
Yeah.
It's not going to be me. Make the best of it. I'm like Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning. By the way, buried in this whole show today was the fact that Buckley and his wife put their kid in a cozy corner when they're acting up.
And you know what? He really doesn't even go that often. Like, we tell him.
The cozy corner.
This was an, I told you already, this was an idea that was spawned at daycare when, like, we picked him up one day. And we're like, you know, my wife's like, how was your day? He's like, I had to spend some time in the cozy corner. We're like, what the hell is a cozy corner? And basically we found out the next day, that's the place where kids go when their feelings are too big and they need a moment to settle down. And so we're like, oh, that's okay. He gets wound up here, so we'll make a cozy corner at home.
Well, so it's like the timeout.
Yes. It's just a designated area for a timeout with a stupid name.
Now, did you have timeout when you were a kid? I did not. We had the go to your room. Which was kind of the same idea.
Yeah, I guess technically it was more go to your room, but one and the same.
Go to your room and just sit
there. They're identical. The difference with me and my brother, I would go in my room and I was miserable because I wanted to be around people. I wanted to be around my brother, my mom,
also,
my dad, whatever.
It worked on you.
Absolutely. My brother, polar opposite. He'd go in there, he'd start playing with a toy, and he would completely forget he was being punished. My mom would have to come in like 2.5 hours later, like, you can come out now.
He's like,
what do you mean? He'd forgotten that he'd gotten in trouble. Like, so then his timeout started being, instead of go to your room, you'd have to like go sit in the bathroom, or you'd have to go sit in the living room where there's nothing to do.
Mm. Yeah, he was like, this is great. You should call it the Cozy Corner.
Exactly right.
Because, I mean, calling it the Cozy Corner is like, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? It's going to be really cozy over there. You know, like,
it's just, it's a it's a place for you to settle down and stop being so wound up and acting up. That's all it is.
Remember the dunce cap?
I mean, I don't remember it, but I'm aware of it.
That was the thing.
I know.
They used to put dunce caps on kids and make them stand in a corner.
And face the corner.
Yes. Like Blair Witch. What the hell was going on back then?
Someone was texting in when we were talking about spanking earlier that, like, they can still spank in schools over the pants, but in St. Helens, they're still doing pants down? Did you see that text?
No.
That's what they
said. Are you serious?
I don't know. I mean,
St. Helens is where they had all the
sexual abuse. Well, you know what? Maybe they're doing bits. Could
they're
be a
doing
bit.
Bits. He's joking.
Uh-huh.
About the...
2 hours later, that one just landed. Nice job, text line.
Yeah, we got the belt. Did you get the belt? Did you ever get belt whipped?
No, I was never struck with anything. It was always just the open hand.
On the butt?
Open hand on the butt.
We had the ruler.
Yeah.
I remember a principal spanked me one time. Then she put me on her lap and talked to me while I was crying.
So weird.
I know. It was like, so weird.
Here.
She was like this
I'm
going to
hit your butt. Now yeah. Sit here and let me make you feel better. What?
And it didn't. And I thought,
no.
Oh, she's so nice. After she whacked me.
And then you get the, like, well, you did this to yourself kind of guilt trip and all that.
Exactly. It was a simpler time. You know there's people out there like, yeah, that's right. That's the way it should be. Cozy corner.
Show those kids snowflake bitches.
You little snowflake. I don't know. Do you sit down with your like with your wife before you have the kids and talk about all this stuff? Like, how are we going
to... None of this.
How are we going to discipline... Or do you just play it by ear like every other parent?
No, you basically wing it and hope you don't run into too many decisions where you're diametrically opposed.
Did you read parenting books and all that garbage?
I read a couple things. I didn't... I mean, everything you need is available anecdotally through other people. Like,
yeah.
As one of my friends told me, he goes, fathers have been having kids for like 2 million years, and like, they worked out fine then, and they didn't have any technology.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, there were zero resources not very long ago, and people figured it out. Like, as long as you care, you can figure it out too.
Yeah.
There really isn't... There's not so much that you need to prepare for. It's just read and react.
Just get ready to be annoyed.
Read and react. Get ready to be annoyed. Yeah, the latest one my kid's doing is he's taking the give me a second literally. And then so I was like, give me a second. And he'll be like, okay, now? And I'm like, dude, no.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
It's more like, can I do this thing? Yeah, in a little bit, buddy. Now? In just a second. Now? No. I'll tell you when.
What is that the most annoying thing your kid does?
No, the most annoying thing he does is wake up at ungodly times in the morning and then decides it's just time to be up. Like this morning when I was up at 4:40 a.m. with him.
What's the matter with that? Doesn't he just sit there and watch cartoons and crap?
But like, so he's old enough. He's not old enough where he's totally self-sufficient at that time in the morning. So like, he still needs crap from us. Like, he knows generally where some things are, but we don't actually want him being able to operate the television on his own.
Yeah.
So I have to set that up for him. If like we want to do that, I got to get him some food. Inevitably, we have tried to go back to bed, like both of us, and just leave him on his own. And within 5 minutes, he's in the room because he needs something, you know? And so, yeah, today, 4:40 a.m., that's the most annoying thing he does.
Selfish and disruptive. It's unbelievable. They're all like that, too.
Yeah.
Can't find one that's not. It's unbelievable. Little ass hats. And you know you do it too. You throw them in front of the TV. Like, look, I've done this with my nieces. Like, I know I'm not supposed
to
do this.
Any parent who says, oh, yeah. I'm limiting screen time, jump in a lake. Like,
yeah.
once you have more than one,
that's right.
You are inevitably in a spot where you need that little rectangle as a freaking crutch.
Here, watch
like,
this kid.
Like, mommy, daddy, we need some time. Like, we gotta.
It's not unlike us just pouring a drink. En route to five, it's like, look, I need this right now. It just needs to happen. And it's like that. I need you in front of the TV to
zone out.
Well,
it's a good way to just, yeah, make sure that they don't need much from you for a specific period of time.
Well, they shouldn't need anything.
Well, they're 3-1. They
look
always
around,
need something.
Kid, you don't need anything. Look at you.
Not according to them. You try telling them that.
Again.
Try telling a kid tonight that he didn't get his Christmas present for a week and he lost his mind.
Man. Look, I love you, but I don't envy where you're at in life. I don't. And I know you have to say all the right things. Oh, but it's so wonderful. I'm sure it is. And you love your kids.
I just rattled off a host of complaints that are very real.
I know.
That being said, this is already the most magical Christmas we've had. The way that the 3-year-old is into the whole everything is freaking priceless.
You have to say that, but I am just...
I am also feeling that.
Better you than me.
That's for damn sure.
All right, well, you have a great Christmas with your cool little family over there.
Where do you... where you're going.
We're heading out. Yeah, we got to go somewhere and do some things, but we'll be back for Christmas. I am back on the 27th. Suk is back on the 30th, I think is what's up. Tomorrow is Buck is an SOB edition of the show.
That's right.
With Schulte,
Ortner,
and Buck.
That's right.
Everybody have a great Christmas. Be kind to one another. Coming up next is Hot Corner. I'll be back Friday the 27th. We'll talk to you then on the Vanguard Night. Well, yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning on a nighttime into the day. Do the song about a sweet love and moon. And do the song about the night. When you do the walk, do the walk all night. Yeah, you do the walk all night.